Hey, Chase Down fans, it's Carter here. Me and Justin will be back soon. But in the meantime, for the NBA playoffs, the Blue Wire Podcast Network's doing a special roundtable podcast pulling from all the pods in the network called Blue Wire Buckets. It's going to be up 3 times a week. Here's a segment from the most recent episode.
I guess the next thing I want to move on to is the Golden State Houston matchup, because this is kind of the marquee game. The first two games of the second round were both blowouts. But even though they were blowouts, I felt like Philly and Toronto, as well as Milwaukee, Boston, those were entertaining games. There were stretches where both teams made great runs. It was fun basketball. This was a tough, tough damn watch. The calls were inconsistent on both ends. I know that's going to be the major storyline. You're going to hear everybody talking about the officiating in that game. But it was tough to watch. There was no flow to the game, and the inconsistency of the officiating. As much as I hate talking about refs, it's going to be the story.
Exactly. I mean, between the turnovers with the Warriors and the no calls and everything like that, I had it on, but it feels like my eyes were just glazed watching this game, and there was no flow, no flow whatsoever. And you have to feel for the Houston Rockets, who were probably on the bad end of these calls more often than the Warriors. Several times, Harden did not get a chance to land. And then there was one that was real late in the game where he got fouled, or at least I thought he got fouled. And there was another no call. And then we saw that CP3 got ejected with his second technical.
My regular followers, if there are any who are listening to this, will know that I take a little bit of a different path than most when it comes to my conversations about NBA referees. So games like this tend to frustrate me because I feel like our discourse is really, really poor as far as referees. But even I will say this, the league has made a big emphasis. In fact, I had Monty McCutcheon on Sharp Notes a few weeks ago. You guys know I'm good at plugging myself, so I'm going to do that just a little.
Nice to meet you.
And one of the points specifically that I asked him specifically about officiating heading into the playoffs, the impression that some people have that it's a different game or that it gets called differently, things like that. And the strongest words he had on that entire podcast were for that area, where he said, I'm going to be on the phone with the crew chiefs of every game for my playoff series, especially in the first and second rounds, to make sure it's fresh. Saying to all of our guys, we want the same points of emphasis that have been called in November to be called now. And within that framework, I tweeted about it during this game, and Mike D'Antoni came out and said after the game that the officials actually admitted it to him. They missed 4 of those calls in the first half, and they were clear. They were really obvious. I think the ones in the second half were a bit more debatable. We're probably not going to get into the weeds about those, but the refs missed 4 of those, and they were obvious. And they were obvious in areas that the league has made really clear they want points of emphasis in. They want these things called. And within that, if folks have, want to get frustrated about that from the Rockets' end, I think it's legitimate to a degree. I will just say that, again, missed calls are part of the game. I know that they don't necessarily always swing the game in such obvious ways, maybe as they did in this game, but missed calls happen in every single game and affect every single NBA game that's played throughout the year. And obviously, again, not in such obvious ways. I want both sides considered, I guess, is all I'll say.
My big thing is, I don't think the officiating necessarily dictated the outcome of the game. There were more than enough opportunities for both of these teams to come out and get a win. And there was a lot of mistakes, mental errors, turnovers, things that were within their own control. But when you get poor calls, it can impact kind of your mentality. It can throw you out of your rhythm. And that was the biggest thing for me, because there were calls that went against both teams. I agree, especially because of the way that Houston's game is predicated on getting calls and capitalizing on the whistle. It really didn't benefit them. But how they reacted to the calls, the way that they allowed themselves to get frustrated, that really was not doing them any favors. And what I'm most interested in is how the officiating is next game, because there's going to be a correction. I'm interested to see whether or not it will be an overcorrection, but there's the potential for that, or they might just continue to let things go. So how the refs adjust, how the teams adjust, and how they mentally handle calls or non-calls is going to be really interesting for me moving forward.
I mean, that's a good point, because they were consistent, even though it was on the bad side. They were consistent in the sense they weren't calling those fouls behind the arc when they were giving them space to land. But it did have an effect on the players. And I think naturally anybody would, you know, get upset at the refs, and clearly it's going to take you out of the flow of the game. What are your thoughts on the way that, you know, kind of Paul handles the refs at times? I feel clearly, yes, he's upset. You know, he should be getting these calls, or Harden should be getting these calls, but, just the way he handles the refs sometimes, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I mean, he's the caricature, right? He's the guy that everyone points to when you talk about players losing their cool calls. Like, it's him, it's Kyle Lowry, it's the guys that get the most animated. Ben, what are your thoughts on Chris Paul and his stance towards officials?
I mean, my thoughts, frankly, I actually will let Chris Paul off the hook here, because I just don't see how he's like that much different from a huge number of NBA players. And I think it's ridiculous all the way across the board. Again, my commentary is usually very different from everybody else's here, but if you've seen me tweet about it, and Brian Windhorst, to his credit, wrote a piece about it a couple weeks ago that people seem to roundly ignore for some reason. Now, a few people paid attention to it, but like, even for a guy as big as Windhorst to be saying it, nobody really ever wants to hear it. The way that these guys are treated, they're not treated as human. I shouldn't say guys, there are some female officials in the league now as well. They're not treated as humans for large periods of time. And if you just from a basic psychology standpoint, even if you don't care about, like, you know, treating people decently and being ethical to them, which I find really hilarious. Like, I always, you know, I made the example of Steve Kerr on Twitter, which Windhorst used in his article, that Steve Kerr is a beacon of speaking out for ethical behavior and things like that. Absolutely no problem dressing down a referee with like 100 cuss words if he does something wrong on the court. The whole point of that is, even if you don't care about being a decent person and all you care about is getting good results from the refs so that your team can do better and win, screaming at people and being as negative as possible and swearing and pointing fingers in their face and laughing at them when they do stuff wrong, that's not going to benefit you in their eyes. They're still calling the game that you're involved in. You should probably teach yourself and train yourself to respond a little differently, because people are always going to have emotional reactions to stuff, even refs who are supposed to be unbiased. And when they get fingers pointed in their face constantly, do you think that's helping your case? I don't know. Again, I just think that the way we approach this in general, the way the league, fans, lots of players approach it, is like completely backwards. And if you thought about it from the standpoint of people being people and making mistakes, which they do, then a whole lot of the discourse would be different, and the way you respond to it would be very different.